Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to tune in to us and to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. Beloved, the Bible tells us, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So we come on this program to glorify God and to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. We need the spirit of devotion, not only to be the salt in our worldly activities, but to make our prayers real prayers, We need to put this spirit of devotion into Monday's business as well as in Sunday's worship. Beloved, we need this spirit of devotion to always recollect the presence of God and to direct all things to His glory. The spirit of devotion puts God in all things. It puts God not just in our praying and church going, but in all the aspects of life. The spirit of devotion makes the common things of earth sacred and the little things great. Father, we just thank you tonight. I want to do everything for your glory tonight, Lord. I need a spirit of devotion to make my prayers real. Please guide me through this, O Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, once again, the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. We strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. Today we have all the technologies to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, from the House of Christ Ministries. Be blessed, the Lord.
Ireland, Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
Lord, my God, my God, my God. Bless your name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We give God the glory tonight as we lift him up and glorify him. As we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. My God, beloved, Psalm 111 says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious. And his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shewn his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend in his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all they that do his commandments, his praise endureth forever. We just bless the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Bless your name, O Lord.
Everyone raise your voice and sing to the Lord. Just sing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise his name.
Hallelujah. For the Lord God Almighty reigns.
Will you sing to him tonight?
Again, as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission, I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. If you are living in the New York area, we invite you to fellowship with us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. Our worship service is on Sundays at 12 noon and prayer meeting at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. For this series, we would like to share with you Derek Prince on Experiencing God's Power. And this is a book that was given to me as a gift by Apostle Lorna Matthews. And it's 9 books in one, written by Derek Prince. The 9-in-1 anthology of some of Derek Prince's greatest books explains how to manifest God's promises for healing, marriage, spiritual warfare, finances, prayer, the Holy Spirit, and much more. The books included in this collection are The Holy Spirit in You, God's Medicine Bottle, God's Remedy for Rejection, The Marriage Covenant, God's Plan for Your Money, Does Your Tongue Need Healing, How to Fast Successfully, Shaping History Through Prayer and Fasting, Spiritual Warfare. Derek Prince on Experiencing God's Power is a unique and valuable guide for achieving powerful results in your spiritual quest. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege. We consider it an honor, Lord God, to be able to come into your presence and to minister to your people and to share the inspired words of a great evangelist, Derek Prince. And we will start tonight with the chapters, The Nature of Rejection. And as the week goes by, we'll be speaking about the causes of rejection, betrayal and shame, the results of rejection, the ultimate rejection, how to apply the remedy, acceptance in God's family, the flow of divine love. We bless the Lord. The Nature of Rejection, written by Derek Prince. Beloved, all of us have experienced rejection at one time or another. But many of us have not understood its nature or its effects. The rejection may have been something relatively minor, or it may have been so devastating that it affected your whole life and all your relationships. Here are some common examples. You were not chosen to play on a school sports team. Your first boyfriend failed to show up for an important date and never gave you a reason. You were not accepted at the college of your choice. You were laid off from your job for no good reason. They said you were redundant. Far worse than these examples is the pain that comes because you never felt love from your father, because you sense your mother didn't want you, or because your marriage ended in divorce. Experiences such as these leave permanent wounds, whether you are aware of them or not. But I have good news for you, beloved. God can heal you from the wounds that come from rejection, help you to accept yourself, and enable you to show His love to others. However, before you can receive His help, you must recognize the nature of your problem. Rejection can be defined as a sense of being unwanted. You desire people to love you, and yet you believe that they do not. You want to be part of a group, but you feel excluded. Somehow, you're always on the outside looking in. Closely related to rejection are the wounds of betrayal and shame. All produce similar responses in the wounded person. The feeling of not being wanted or accepted. Sometimes rejection is so wounding and painful that the mind refuses to focus on it. Nevertheless, you know something is there, even though it is deeper than the mind, deeper than the reason, deeper than the memory. It is in your spirit. The book of Proverbs describes this. A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. The writer also told how a crushed spirit will affect a person. And when we look at Proverbs 18, verse 14, a man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? Beloved, a vibrant spirit helps a person through difficulties, but a crushed spirit has a crippling effect in all areas of life. Our society today is suffering from a progressive breakdown of interpersonal relationships. Quite possibly, you have been caught in the crossfire, and the result has been a wound of rejection. Let me suggest, however, that you should look for a silver lining to that dark cloud. I believe the devil has some foreknowledge. He knows God wants to use you, and he has struck his blow first. In a way, it is a kind of twisted compliment. It means that Satan is afraid of what you can become in Jesus Christ. So do not be discouraged, beloved. Derek Prince wrote, "In my experience, I have found that the people who have been the lowest often end up the highest. The scripture tells us, he who humbles himself will be exalted." Luke chapter 18, verse 14. There is a verse in Matthew that Derek Prince believes or he describes how Jesus Christ feels towards you. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, A clause. The Greek word translated compassion is amazingly powerful. It implies a forceful physical reaction in a person's body in the abdominal area. It is a reaction so strong that it demands a response. A person who is moved with compassion cannot stand by and observe. He must do something. Why was Jesus Christ so moved, beloved? The Bible tells us again in Matthew chapter 9, 36b clause, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. This is just how you may feel, weary, arid, frustrated, perplexed, fearful, anxious, burdened down. Jesus Christ sees you, just as he saw the multitudes. He has compassion for you, beloved. He is longing to heal you where you hurt the most. First, we must understand the true nature of rejection. How does rejection occur? What causes the wounding? When we answer these questions, then we can ask, how can wounds of rejection be treated? Derek Prince wrote again, about 1964, I often found myself ministering to people who were bound by addiction to substance such as nicotine or alcohol. Very quickly, however, I discovered that addictions such as these are merely twigs that have sprouted from a branch. Normally, the branch that supports them is some form of frustration. Therefore, the practical solution is to deal with the branch. When the branch of frustration is cut off, dealing with the twigs of addiction is relatively easy. As I continue to wrestle with people's personal problems, I gradually worked my way down the trunk of the tree until I came to the part of the tree that lies below the surface. That is the roots. It is here that God seeks to work in our lives. Matthew chapter 3, verse 10 says, and even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is hewn down or cut down and thrown into the fire. From where is the tree cut down? From the roots. When I got down below the surface, I made a discovery that surprised me at first. One of the most common roots of all personal problems is rejection. I reached this conclusion, not as a sociologist or a psychologist, but as a preacher and a Bible teacher. Those were the words of Derek Prince, the author. Have you ever seen a small child in his father's arms? One little hand clutches the lapel of his father's jacket while his head is pressed against that strong, protective chest. Pressures and tensions may be all around, but the child is not threatened. His face registers total security. He is where he belongs, in his daddy's arms. God designed human nature so that every baby born into the world would crave this kind of security. A child can never truly be satisfied, fulfilled, or secure without parental love, particularly love from a father. Any person who has been deprived of this kind of love is inevitably exposed to the wound of rejection. Almost an entire generation of American fathers have failed their children. Thus we have a generation of young people whose deepest, most basic problem is rejection. To this picture of broken relationships between parents and children, we must add the statistics for failed marriages. Today, that covers about half of all marriages. Almost always, one or both parties emerge with a wound of rejection. Very often, there is the added pain of betrayed trust. When we consider the pressures of today's society, particularly the breakup of family life, my conviction is at least half of the people in the United States suffer from some form of rejection. No doubt God foresaw this special end-time crisis of broken relationship when he gave this promise to Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 says, "See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Or else I will come and strike the land with a curse." The final outcome of rejection caused by broken relationship is a curse. However, for those who will turn to God through Jesus Christ, he has provided healing from this curse. What form will the healing take? What is the opposite of rejection? Acceptance, of course. This is precisely what God offers you when you come to him through Jesus Christ. He has made us accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. That is in Jesus Christ. The original Greek word that is translated as accepted is very powerful. It is much stronger than mere approval. In the New King James Version of Luke 1, verse 28, the same Greek word is translated highly favored one. When you come to God through Jesus Christ, you are as accepted and highly favored as Jesus Christ himself is. Amazing it may seem, God loves you in just the same way he loves Jesus Christ. You become a member of his own family. The first step in overcoming rejection is to recognize the problem. Once you recognize it, you can deal with it. You are not alone in this. God will help you recognize it. Beloved, I encourage you tonight. You may be putting a little dressing of religion over a wound that cannot heal because there is something inside that is causing it to fester. However, if you will open your heart to the Holy Spirit, he will reveal the source of the problem. If the Holy Spirit's probe touches a piece of shrapnel, yelp if you must. But don't resist. Ask him to use his forceps to remove the problem. Then God can apply something that will really heal it. Beloved, I just want to encourage you once again. In the name of Jesus, trust in the Lord. Be of good courage.
Raise your voice.
We bless the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. We just want to thank the Lord tonight as we can come into His presence and lift Him up and to glorify His name. Bless the Lord as we continue on this journey. As we come to the end of our program tonight, we pray that it was a blessing to you. We encourage you to join us once again on Sunday, March 22nd at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. And one reminder, God loves you, and so do I.